Musicology 101.
Good morning, students. Welcome to school. Remember, the thought of the day is
the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Welcome to Musicology 101, the study of the nerd and geek in their natural habitat. I'm Gary.
It's Rudy.
This is John.
And we are the Knights Who Say
Nick!
Alright, episode number 4. And Rudy, I think you got something special for us, right?
Yeah, it is a special episode. So, at the time of recording, it's the day before Christmas Eve. We're all getting into the Christmas spirit.
You can hear them outside getting festive.
We got you know, a Christmas party cookie going bakers on in the back. We got cookies baking in the kitchen, soups on the pot.
Rabbit dogs. Okay.
And we also have Star Wars Holiday Special on the tube.
That's interesting animation.
Now, how old were you when this came out, Rudy?
I was -4, I think.
I was six. Yeah. Wow. I was 6 years old when this came out.
Gonna guess on that one. What'd you say, 77?
Yeah, no, 78.
So
this is all...
How old were you, Ron? We're 10.
12.
10, 12, something like that.
Yeah, so this was 13. All sanctioned by George Lucas, you know, the creative genius of Star Wars.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really interesting.
And this was 78, right after New Hope came out, you know, became a good success at that time, and I didn't think that he was going to think the Star Wars franchise was going to build up to be the, you know, the huge mega blockbuster franchise that it is now, but I think he went on a limb and, you know, signed a network deal and said, hey, we should have a Christmas special.
There you go.
And so Star Wars Christmas Holiday Special was born.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, you guys got to see this.
That's my job at Santa.
So
do it again.
So we had the premise of we start with Han and Chewbacca racing to get to
Chewie's house.
That's it. I'm turning back. I know your family's waiting.
Kashyyyk's
house. It's an important day.
I don't think it's
Kashyyyk.
I don't think it's Kashyyyk. I think it's another planet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they call it something different, but the planet, the I think it's like Kashyyyk,
yeah.
Or Kesh.
It is spelled interestingly.
Yeah, but then when, you know, we had the, what was it, Attack of the Clones, when we had Kashyyyk,
mm-hmm.
It kind of sounded similar to,
nice.
So they had to kind of connect the holiday special with, you know, the make it canon, I guess.
Cool.
But, but yeah, it's instead of Christmas, Wookiees celebrate Life Day.
Yes.
So Chewbacca's racing to get home to his family to celebrate Life Day. With
right. What's
his
Millennium Falcon? Wow.
His son Lumpy.
That wasn't the Millennium Falcon. There's a Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, it was.
Oh. That was a Millennium Falcon.
Oh.
No,
I thought that was that. Okay.
So we have Luke.
I thought that was the
Y-wing.
Y-wing.
Yeah, he is flying a Y-wing.
He's having
an
X-wing.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
So there's a lot of firsts here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have Luke, who's like a. Like a bomb blonde hair.
Hello, Mala. Is she? Hi, Lumpy.
Where's Chewbacca?
You know, instead of the kind of the golden brown that we're so used to.
It's a mix of stuff. It's got them stuff, and it's this little animated piece in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of think it's one of these things where if you're a diehard, you know, Star Wars fan.
None of us in this room are.
This is kind of a, you know, kind of a way of passage to just at least watch it. You know, you're more than welcome to hate it. You're more than welcome to, you know, barely tolerate it. But it's kind of one of those things where you have to watch it.
It's no worse than episode 1, 2, and 3.
There you go. He's predated all that. What did he just eat?
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
So there's, and then we're watching the cartoon section of it. It's the Boba Fett cartoon.
Oh, that's right. With his
Luke trusted me, and I'm your only chance of getting out of here alive. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Trident. You know, at the time, you know, Boba Fett didn't come out until Empire Strikes Back, but there was a Boba Fett scene in New Hope that was cut out. So, you know, Boba Fett did exist at the time. It's just we didn't see him until Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
But
yeah,
you know,
very interesting.
Well, all that existed. I mean, in Lucas's head or on paper.
Right.
Yeah, because he had 9 movies he wanted to do.
Right. Yeah, that's true. So, interesting, it's got a lot of different elements in it,
and in the first 12 minutes of the
dialogue.
Is no dialogue, just
no,
Wookiee.
Just Wookiee's going.
Wookiee moaning and groaning.
That's all you hear.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have the wife. I don't know what the wife's name is.
They have wife. They have, what's the kid's name? Rudy?
Bumpy.
Rudy? Bumpy. Oh. And then there's Grandpa. We call him Gary.
Yeah. He's got no teeth.
He has no teeth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There you go. But, and all kinds of stars in it, too. From yeah. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Who are the guest stars on there? There was
Art Carney. What's her name from Golden Girls?
Yeah, Bette. B. Arthur. Uh-huh. And then they have what's his name from Blazing Saddles and
They're missing Buzzy.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then they have
Harvey Korman.
Yeah, Harvey Korman. Who's the chick Grandpa's dreaming about?
Oh,
in his mind melt Deanna thing.
Not Diana Ross.
No.
No, it's like a
Dionne Warwick.
B-grade Donna Summer.
Yeah, it's a B-grade Donna Summer.
So interesting.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, and that's awesome. Kind of a weird scene too. I mean, we had to fast forward it because it was just really suggestive.
Yeah, but Gary was.
That was really weird.
Family mm-hmm. show, remember our family rating? But you know, I think if anything, the cartoon's interesting. I mean, the rest of it's got some parts to it, but it gives you elements of what his life was like.
Well, the crazy thing is, you've got these huge stars who become huge stars later, but at that time, you got. You know, Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher, who are actually on this lame television show doing this because they got no other work going on at the time.
Oh, yeah. And Star Wars is done. It's, you know, it's become somewhat of a hit, but
yeah.
then, what's next after that? So.
And the crazy thing is, that, yeah, they had to beg Harrison Ford to come back and do, you know, Force Awakens. And here he's probably like, yeah, you're going to pay me to do that? Sure. Okay. Sounds great.
Yeah, cartoon guy.
That's it.
Am I still playing Luke or am I going to play Lumpy?
Yeah, can I do both? Does that mean a double paycheck?
That's right. But, you know, it has its place in Star Wars
history.
Yes.
I wonder who played Lumpy. You know, because you always have that actor that plays.
Billy Mooney could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not the. No, who is it? No. Eddie Munster was that
reason. The
no.
Billy.
Warwick
Billy,
guy.
No, there is the Warwick. Uh huh.
What's his name?
Warwick. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
But before that, it was Billy, what's his name? He did all the...
little guy.
He was a Jawa.
Billy Barty.
Uh-huh.
Billy Barty.
Yeah, he was a Jawa.
There you go.
You have a low battery.
Yeah, this is a holiday special.
What's interesting, a couple of things about
it. Because it just won't end.
No, we don't love about Wookiees. We do know that they're look like they're primitive. But they
oh, look at there's Darth Vader in cartoon form.
Now that you've gotten their trust... They may take you to their new base.
See his original Lumpy's.
Oh, the cartoon's mm-hmm. over.
No, Lumpy's all scared. Oh, no, he's watching the cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Saturday morning cartoon.
Yes.
And as soon
that's what he's watching.
As soon as he saw the Darth Vader, he just
shut it off.
Quivered in fear.
He's like, commercial
and
quick. Please play commercial.
And that Darth Vader helmet looked like the original, like Ralph McQuarrie,
nice.
Kind of weird.
Oh, another teacher's coming in, Imperial teacher. You can't be watching this. But you know, it's interesting about the Wookiees. It's such a oxymoron, you might say. They're very primitive, but they love technology. They love their little gadgets and, you know, doodaddies, and they're all pretty good at least Lumpy is.
Well, yeah, if you have a Wookiee that can fly a Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, and work on it. I mean, he does a lot of the repairs with Han.
That's true.
Well, I just remember with...
they get the cool weapons,
with the Battle of Kashyyyk.
I want one of those.
Battle of Kashyyyk, you know, the original Wookiee tribe had a lot of advanced equipment,
right.
too.
Yep. Organic-looking stuff, too. They was, so there you go.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't like they were the Ewoks, where they had stones and,
mm-hmm.
and ropes. And,
yeah.
You know, and they ended up playing the Stormtrooper helmet like an xylophone at the end.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, they were even primitive in their music.
So we have Chewbacca holding on to...
give me that gun.
As they're trying to race away from the Stormtroopers.
You know what this animation reminds me of? Is that one? It was called...
The Basura?
No. It was... it's like the old...
You know what that is in Spanish?
Yes.
Remember those Hobbit? Well, the Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings?
Oh, yeah.
Cartoons?
That was awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like
heavy metal.
Animation.
Do you remember heavy metal?
Oh, yeah.
Metal. That's what this
talk about suggestive.
Yeah, it is. It's not
not even suggestive. I mean, it's
this
like
is,
full-on cartoon nudity.
Yeah,
I was like, whoa.
Not for this show. But the animation is, it's got that kind of like, I don't know.
It's
it has
it's
that.
With the times.
Well, that was
it's
the 70s, 80s.
70s animation.
You could even tie it to, you know, the Sergeant Pepper cartoons and...
which scared out of me because I didn't like those.
What's
It's a word blank. Yes, because scared it was, yeah, I was just too bizarre.
Like, but yeah, but it, I guess it's supposed to kind of teach you a little bit about family and,
yeah,
and you know, being with your family during the holidays. And
there you go.
Even though he's not with them the rest of the year.
Well, because he's got to serve his life debt for Han.
How does he have
Han
a life debt to Han Solo?
Look at that cartoon version of Han Solo.
Wow.
He's like Mick Jagger.
He did. He did.
He's got moves like Jagger.
He does.
Right.
That's for sure.
ZN, we can read the language now. There you go.
Is that a language?
Have you ever seen their...
No.
Yeah, it's like their...
Why would I be that interested in that?
The Star Wars alphabet.
Yeah, he loved it.
It probably didn't even say the end. It just said Fiend.
Mm-hmm. Fiend, that's right. Exactly.
Would you guys speak this language?
But yeah, it's him trying to get to his family, and then, you know, of course, Han and Chewie get into some Imperial entanglements. And I guess they're finding out that that he's heading towards, you know, his family. So
what are these guys,
you know,
doing?
You have the
they're tearing up
Imperial officers.
Why?
What do
they think?
Troopers,
what is Han Solo hiding in the Rocka Bantha?
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
You could ride on that Bantha.
Well, now if they had broken off. Anyways,
that raises the age old question on how do you milk a Bantha?
I don't want to know.
That's where
know.
The original blue milk came from. It's
oh,
the Bantha milk.
Oh my
right,
god.
There you go.
But then we find out, you know, in Last Jedi, on where his
oh my god.
Oh it, yes.
Spoiler alert.
Why do they even show that? This is what I'm talking about. When we get into this, this is what I'm talking about. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about with Return of the Jedi. Just, oh, ridiculous.
Nice. Is that a real, what?
Hmm?
Anyways,
yeah.
On that note,
that's the forehead and the nose.
Nice. Well, it blends in with the Wookiee.
So well, right. Anyway, go spend about 6 hours watching the.
It's an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh,
okay.
It seems way longer than that.
Yes.
And back in the day, we had commercials that went along with this,
mm-hmm.
too.
Right, there you go. Good old Pepsi commercials. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to have nightmares about Lumpy.
Give that look. Give us that look. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, there he is.
There's the man. Oh, he's sharing a computer. There you go. Harvey Korman.
I love Harvey Korman.
Yeah. And if he had Tim, can you imagine Tim Cop?
Oh, Cop my God.
He'd be cracking each other up.
They would.
He
that would
have been awesome.
He was the assistant mayor, right?
In what?
Harvey Korman? What did he play?
In what?
In what?
On Carol Burnett? That was
no,
the Carol Burnett.
Yeah, that was part of the Carol Burnett show. You talking about Blazing Saddles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
he was the mayor.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, Mel Brooks was the mayor. No, he was
no.
the governor.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I just said.
Harump, harump, harump.
Nice. All right. Well, as things get rolling here, we'll let the special roll and.
Lumpy. Itchy. Chewy. Nala. This day is for you. Have a wonderful celebration. And may the force be with you.
Mongo-like beans.
as awful as it is, you guys can look up.
Please.
You know, look up the Christmas, the holiday special.
Star Wars holiday special.
Mm-hmm.
On YouTube and check it out. Just skim through it like we did and. And your life will be complete.
Yeah, yeah, it will be complete.
That's your lesson for today, right? Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, I'm still Gary.
Still Rudy.
Still John.
And class is dismissed.
Boba, you're a hero and a faithful friend. You must come back with us. What's the matter with R2?
I'm afraid, sir, it's because you said Boba is a friend and faithful ally. That simply does not feed properly into R2's information bank.